This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I was just chatting with our engineer about how I met Dr. Doug Lee. I mentioned that Dr. Lee had called in. I had never talked to him before, and he called in with Dr. Norman Shealy being our senior instructor, and he had some questions for Dr. Shealy, and I was so fascinated with what Dr. Lee had been asking and the level of discussion that I wanted to talk to him off the air and invite him to be an instructor. And so here we have Dr. Doug Lee, a veterinarian, with us for hour number two. Thanks so much for joining the faculty, Dr. Lee.
Well, you heard the dogs in the background, so you may hear that periodically. I've got someone working outside, and of course they get all upset when somebody new comes into the area. So if you hear barking, that's what it is. We're home, but that's why we do this.
And Dr. Lee, you know, I did a 7 1-hour classes on USA Prepares about extreme tax deductions. And I said that, there are some posts on the internet that says you cannot deduct, you know, your pets. And I said that's absolute nonsense because in our case, we have some dogs and they are active members of our farm. They are part of our security detail. They protect our other animals, and I will deduct them, and I do deduct them. And so I just heard a couple tax deductions barking in the background at your end.
I haven't tried that yet.
No, well, I'll tell you. Oh, all right. Let me just say
it
very quickly.
I'll put that one down. I just wanted to consider.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
they are very, very good, well, watchdogs. They wouldn't attack anything. First of all, they were probably licking to death, but they bark initially when there's a stranger in the area. And, they say that a sign that there's a dog on the premises, beware a dog, is just as good as having your burglar alarm in your house.
Well, and that was exactly the strategy that I used when I taught the class. That is that, we live in the middle of nowhere, in rural Missouri, and no one's coming to help us, okay? So we're on our own, and we have to protect and defend our livelihood, our family, our animals. And there are predators. There are wild animals that will try to eat our calves if they can. And so we have some chickens, and the chickens aren't really all that good at defending themselves, but the dogs are outside. We have outside dogs, inside dogs, and they all seem to understand that they have a job to do. And their job is the defense and protection of the farm. And because of that, I never saw anything in the tax code that said all burglar alarm systems, all security systems shall be of electronic nature with cameras and must dial, you know, some authority or some call center. I haven't seen that. Well, because of that, I believe that we can have biological security systems, and I have deducted over the years. And what I'm saying is I'm giving an invitation to the IRS to come get me right now. I'm saying, here's what I'm doing. And they will lose.
They can't find you out there. Well, I'm in the Ozarks. You know, we're about 50 miles apart. I live in rural areas also, just 3 miles outside of town, but it's still rural. Mm-hmm. And we have had some strange people around here, very strange. And we've had the sheriff come in here and ask questions about one of my neighbors and so forth. But, the dog does a lot, and also a sign that there is a burglar alarm in the house, although I don't have one. There's a sign out there that says there is. That helps a lot, too, so far. That's what the experts say.
I think our sign, if we were to have a sign, would probably say, never mind the dog, beware of the owner.
I've got one of those, too. I thought about putting a camera out here, but they tell me, no, don't do that, because they know they'll come in here. If they're driving in, they'll know it's a fake camera. They can tell. But no, I'm not doing it. I've had good luck. I've lived here for 50-plus years and still have never had a problem with any burglars or anything. Had a few fraternity guys show up or on pledge trips where they pick them out in the country and drop them off.
But had a couple
of those show up at times, not lately, but several years back. But
well,
that's part of living in a college town, too.
I think I planted the seed of don't burglarize the Finelli farm when I went to the farmers cooperative. And I said, you guys sell hydrated lime? And they looked at me like, hydrated lime, you know, that's more expensive than, you know, agricultural lime. I said, yeah, I'm aware of that. So do you sell it? And they said, yeah. I said, well, can I get a couple 50-pound bags? They said, yeah. And you know what it's used for, Dr. Lee?
No, I don't.
In World War II, my dad used a lot of lime. He was involved in the liberation of the Philippines. And there were a lot of dead bodies all around. And what they did was they spread hydrated lime on them to keep the smell down. You know, every once in a while, farmers have cows that die. And sometimes you just, you know, in the wintertime, you can't dig a grave for them. You know, even with a backhoe, the ground is frozen. So we spread some lime on them, and that keeps the smell down until we can bury them. Or if they're small calves, we'll put them in our outdoor wood furnace, and they will be cremated. But so what I did was, when I was buying this lime, the people behind the counter asked me, what do you need the lime for? Because they know I'm of Italian heritage. And I said, well, you know, you put it on flesh, you know. And that was the message that I left them. So now, and before that, they said, you know, you drive an old Mercedes. Why do you drive an old Mercedes? And I go, well, you know, it's got a big trunk. You can put two bodies in there. So just a couple seeds like that was all it really took for people to say, you know, I'm not going.
I have used lime because we get
around
here periodically. And I have used lime to put on the bodies because, you know, by the time you get to them, find them, they're beyond any salvaging and burying or anything. So, yeah, lime does a very, very good job.
Right.
Very good job. But,
Flash, you might want to have some lime. Well, I've got a couple questions for you. Cats and dogs, spaying and neutering. If we could start with that. So what actually is spaying and neutering? What is the procedure that you, as a doctor of veterinary medicine, would use? What's the procedure for rendering a cat? Well, let's start with a cat as one who cannot reproduce, either male or female.
Well, the female, of course, is really more of a major surgery. You have to anesthetize the animal, and you can do that with either injectable anesthesias or inhaling anesthesias. So you have to put the animal out. Of course, then they're prepped, which involves clipping and scrubbing the area, make an incision, and then you have what's called a spay hook. And really what it is just a big hook. You go in and you fish for the uterus. Pick up one horn of the uterus, you tie off the ovary, then go to the other horn of the uterus and tie off that ovary, and of course then cut them and remove them, go back and tie the body of the uterus off, which is where the vagina is. and you tie that off. The uterus in a dog and a cat is a V-shaped structure, or Y-shaped, depending on what you want to call it. You have the lower part, the straight part is the vagina, and then you have two horns going off, the left and right horn. And, of course, on the edge of those is where the ovary is. So that's what you remove. And, of course, then it's a matter of suturing the inner muscle and the outer skin layer. That's it. Now, to neuter is different. Neuter is, you know, you have to put them out, yes. Dogs and cats, you could use injectable anesthesia or, once again, the inhalation. But it's such a short procedure compared to a female that really I think everybody must use the injectable. I would recommend it because it's pretty quick. But then it's short acting too. But you take and prep the area and then go in and make your incisions. You can make usually one incision. If you want to make two, you can make two. But you go ahead and take out both testicles and the dog, you tie them off. And then remove the testicles. The cat is different. The cat, you don't have to go ahead and make the incisions as drastic as you do with a dog. You go ahead and make an incision in the scrotum, remove the testicle, tie it off, and just let it go. There's no suturing after that or anything. Now, some people will go ahead and neuter by pulling the testicle out. Just make an incision, grasp the testicle out of the scrotum, and pull. I don't like doing that. You can, because that cord that goes in there hooks over an artery. And there is a very, very remote possibility that you could tear that artery as you're pulling the testicle. But that's how it is done on both of them. As I say, the dog and the cat are both done to prevent any conception or fertilization. But that's why we do it. And really, they should be neutered. Spayed and neutered, definitely spayed, because there's things from spaying that are prevented. Number one is breast cancers. Unspayed dogs, and it's a shame to see this. A dog maybe 8 years old will come in, and she has growths all down her breast. They have 10 nipples, 10 breasts on the dog. I'm talking about every dog. Some may have maybe one or two more, but sometimes less. But they should put 5 on each side. Those become cancerous, and if they become cancerous, well, you've got to take the cancerous growth out, which is really a major procedure, and then you've got to spay the dog at the same time. If you don't, why it is not infected, we'll go ahead and probably get infected. But that is one major reason, and the other spaying is, as dogs get older, they'll get what's called pyometra, or infections in the uterus. And that happens up around 7 or 8 years of age. And that is fatal if it's let go. So what has to be done is...
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about spaying and neutering cats and dogs and the actual procedure. You know, I know many of you may have been involved in having these procedures done to your animals, but we thought it would be worth knowing actually what the procedure entails. Now, Dr. Lee, do the animals feel pain after they come out?
Let me go back a moment here. We were talking about spaying a female. I mentioned pyometra, and this is where the uterus over the cervix opening and closing over several years, bacteria get in there, and they get infected. When they get infected, the uterus becomes full of pus. That is a critical situation. That animal has to have surgery or it will die. So that is another reason to spay. So basically, the reproduction thing is the number one reason we do it, but also you have the uterus infection, and that is a big, big factor, and the breast tumors. I'm neutering a cat. Now, there's another situation here. We neuter the cat because, and the dog, so for same thing, so we don't get pups and kittens. And that helps prevent 50% of the problem because it takes a male and a female to get there. Okay, the cat has a situation that nature put, and gosh knows why, but anyway, it's a stricture in the urethra. About, maybe 3/4 of an inch to an inch up from the end of the penis. It's like a funnel. It tapers as it comes out from the bladder. The urine comes out, goes down, goes to this tapered area in the penis. And that can go ahead and, if a cat gets infected, it can go ahead and precipitate stones, and the stones can obstruct. And when that happens, the cat can't urinate. If he doesn't get relief, he's going to die. And to get relief, you have to take them to a veterinarian. They have to basically backflush the urinary tract. And sometimes you have to even tap the bladder to drain the urine out because you have so much pressure. That bladder in there is the size of an apple. The poor cat, he sits on a litter pan. He strains. He groans. He moans. He cries. But no urine. If you don't think anything's wrong with them, you better get them to the veterinarian and see if something is wrong with them. There's another thing you get, too, in neutering. And dogs and cats, particularly in dogs, you'll get a retained testicle, and it stays up in the abdomen because when that testicle is developing during the embryonic stage, it's formed up near the kidney, by the kidney, and then there is basically a ligament-type thing that goes from that testicle down to the bottom of the scrotum, and as the embryo develops, why the scrotum draws this cord down and pulls the testicle down. If that doesn't happen, the testicle will stay up in the abdomen. The dog or the cat, particularly the dog, as I say, I've not seen many retained testicles in cats, but the dog will have one testicle only. The other one's up there. If you don't get it out, it'll turn cancerous. And that's just a fact of life. Now, why does it turn cancerous? Well, because of the body temperature. The body temperature, if a testicle is up there, it is designed, the testicle is to have a cool air circulating around it. And that's why it's drawn down into the scrotum. If it doesn't get down into that scrotum, cancer develops. Now, this happens in people, too. If I'm going to get into the people stuff, Vince.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I have a friend whose son died of testicular cancer at 18 years of age. And I told a doctor friend of mine in town here who happened to be a urologist, and I told him about this. And, you know, he said, I can solve 90% of the problems that men have and boys in that area by just changing the type of underwear they wear. He said invariably they're wearing briefs, or we know them as jockeys, but they're briefs. That's just the word jockey's a brand name, as compared to boxers. If they wear boxers, it enables the testicle to stay cool, and you don't get not necessarily never, but the incidence of testicular cancer and testicular problems is reduced drastically. He said 90%. Now, if you look at a bull standing out in the pasture, first thing you notice, the testicles, and they're not up next to his body. They're down where they can get air circulating around to stay cool as they can be in the environment. Mm-hmm. And when it's cold, they draw them up a little bit. When it's cold, warm rather, they drop them down. And they have no control over this. But nature does this to go ahead and prevent testicular cancers and testicular problems. And also helps as far as the sperm production. Sperm produce much cooler, better in a cooler environment as compared to a warm environment.
So let's talk more about
for the testicles getting air and not being in a warm environment. So the army chased me quickly.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class doctor, Dr. Doug Lee is with us. He's got 40 years experience as a doctor of veterinary medicine. And we're talking about boxers versus briefs. And Dr. Lee, you were saying that the U.S. Army had a direct impact on your decision of boxers versus briefs?
They did. And the haircut, too.
Yeah, so it was boxers in the U.S. Army?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing fancy.
And what did they say? What did they say? I mean, you know, when you arrive, at day number one, and you've got briefs on, and they say, well, what do they say? No, we're not doing that anymore?
Well, they didn't say anything. They just threw them at you and said, here you are. Wear these. Everybody did, because I don't know whether they took the other stuff away from us or not. I don't know what they did. That's a long time back. You're talking about 70 years or so, or more. But I don't remember. I remember I had my waist was 30 and my length was 30. I remember that. Now the waist is no longer 30. But, they just threw things at you. They went down the line and here, there you go.
Yep. Well, so here's the question. Here's the question then. I understand that if men live long enough, our chances of getting prostate cancer are really high. Now, is there a link between the type of underwear that men wear, boxers versus briefs, and prostate cancer?
I don't know. Have you heard that?
No, but I looked it up on the internet during the...
Because the prostate is tucked away in our body. It's up there. It's warm, and nothing's going to change it. It's going to be 98.7 or whatever, 6 plus, whatever. But it's up there, and it's protected. I don't think underwear would make a bit of difference in that.
Okay. I looked it up, and I couldn't find anything during the commercial break. But I was wondering if there was a link just because of proximity.
I don't think so.
To the testicles for.
I don't believe so. I didn't find it. The only thing would be affected in that situation. And of course, these rashes that you get.
Okay, so your advice.
My advice.
Go ahead.
Boxers.
Yes. Your advice for boxers.
Boxers. Okay. And you can get some of this underwear that's pretty tight. Basically, it's almost like briefs, except it has little legs. But no, I think you should have some fairly loose boxers. That's about it. Just a plain old basic boxer shorts, and you should be okay. You're going to avoid the rash that is pretty common in that area, too, because you don't have anything cutting into your groin, as you do with the briefs. That's a heck of a conversation for about dogs.
Okay, so...
But I think it is something
That
ties in with, because you got the same situation affecting animals, and that is body temperature and testicular temperature. So there is a relationship.
Those who are thinking about this.
Make sure you spay, make sure you neuter, and watch out for that cat. That's really the three things. And the cat, back to the cat again, you can. He's prone to getting urinary infections because when he squats down to urinate, that little penis sticks out. And if he's squatting down in litter, it's going to poke into that litter. And, of course, there's bacteria in litter, sand, whatever there may be. If he's outside, there's dirt. But with getting an infection, if he has urinary acid urine, he's less likely to have bacteria grow. So urinary acidifiers, and that there are acidifying foods available that will do that job and make the urine more acid and thus prevent infection and thus prevent the snow from forming, the gravel. This stuff is like sand that forms in there.
Okay, so...
We have
a male... Yeah, we have a male cat who has had that procedure done, and he has problems urinating. If you feel his underside to the rear, it gets very hard, and so we have these chemical pills that he takes, and I believe that what it is doing is acidifying his urine, right?
Right, exactly. If it gets plugged,
and is there a long term fix? Yeah.
Surgery.
This poor guy and all the things he... Surgery. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There is a surgical procedure.
What is that surgery?
What you do is very simply. You split the penis in half and fold back and suture it open and get beyond that taper that's in there that I mentioned. That's about an inch back. And it works. Mm-hmm. But a lot of veterinarians...
And will he be okay after that?
Or don't perform it. not now or whatever, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it can be done. I've done it. And it works, but...
And now, in an emergency...
Prevention is the best thing.
In an emergency... Yes.
Yeah.
Now, in an emergency, what do you do? Do you put a catheter in there to relieve the cat until...
Yeah, you until, have to put a catheter
it's a weekend.
In there. As I say, sometimes you have such pressure built up, you have to tap the bladder to remove the some urine and get some pressure relief. But you put a catheter in. You can take a needle, blood needle, and put in there and flush back flush with water. And also, on the dental machine we had, I'm sure the ones around still have them, there is an attachment that goes on there that goes up. It's probably about 2 or 3 inches long. And it goes up and it shoots water and vibrates. Because the dental machine, when it cleans, it vibrates that tartar off of there. The human machine and the veterinary machine both work the same way, same machine. But that goes ahead and squirts water up there to keep the tip of the vibrator when cleaning the teeth cool. But you have this attachment like a needle. That's all it is. It's basically a blood needle, and it fits on the end of that machine. It goes up and vibrates the stuff loose and blows it back. It works real good. Real good. But you got to get them relief.
Right.
See, if you don't, then the pressure builds up, and it goes back and literally blows the kidney apart. The urine keeps producing, but there's no place for it to go. And once the bladder's full, it starts backing up, and it blows the kidney apart. And then you've got an animal that's uremic. His kidneys cannot filter anything out of the system, and he'll die from uremia. So that's a factor, a real serious one. But anyway, got to watch out for that one.
When we pick up our male cats who have been neutered, we need to feel around to see if they are firm and hard right in the rear area, just in front of their back legs. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. You'll feel a big old knot in there. Okay. And when you touch it, if he's got a problem. And when you put pressure on that, he's going to really let out with a howl. And you'll know that he's got something wrong. But I wouldn't necessarily go around and feel all the time. You know, he's going to get the cat all spooky and everything. Mm-hmm. But if he's got a problem, yeah, I would sort of, if he's sitting there and no litter, no urine, and crying and in a litter pan all the time, I would feel and see if you feel a knot. Doesn't take any technical abilities to go ahead and do that, because you can feel a knot in there. If it's there, then he'll let you know with a howl. Yeah. I don't
one
think
the,
people have that problem.
One of the most...
well, you get kidney stones. People
things.
Do get kidney stones. And that's just about as close as we get to it, I guess. Yeah, about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got to get relief if we get kidney
one of the
stones,
most
too.
Yes. Yes.
I would certainly change the food if you've got a cat who is prone to any kind of urinary problems. And you're doing that food or...
All right. And what do we change the food? What do we change? What do we change the food to?
Oh, I don't know what's happening.
What do we change it to?
I haven't really been in practice for 15 years. There's foods out there that will say urinary acidify. And they'll be marked on the label.
Okay.
And all the major food.
Well, that sounds kind of easy.
Food manufacturers make these things. So, but that's what I would
feed. That sounds like a real easy fix.
So you might as well feed something that's going to prevent a problem if your animal's prone to it.
Right. And is that the fix? I mean, typically, if you have this problem with your male cats, just changing the food, you think that might do it for many cases?
It would work, yes.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, and then the other option is surgery.
One of the...
But I would try and avoid the surgery. Uh-huh. But there's foods out there.
As a farmer...
Say. Or get on the internet, I imagine, probably Google
as a farmer...
what?
As a farmer, one of the most unpleasant things that I experience is changing male bull calves into steers.
Yeah.
And the way I do it is I'd like to have your opinion on this. there are many farmers who will just take a pocket knife and they will cut the testicles. I mean, they'll just lock the calf's head in an apparatus, and so the calf can't go forward or backward, and just cut the testicles off. No anesthetics, nothing. Just cut it off and then pull out whatever's attached. And then there's some blood, and it's kind of messy, and it's rough on the calves. I don't do that, and I don't want to do that. But what I do, and it's still unpleasant, is I have what's called a bander. And there are these rubber bands that are probably the size of a dime, but they're really thick rubber, and they expand maybe 3 inches or so in diameter. And I will put them as high as I can up toward the underbelly of the calf. The testicles, both of them, I'll count 1, 2, get them both, and the testicles will hang below that. And just by the tightness of these rubber bands, the testicles will dry up and fall off. And that way we don't have to worry about that.
That's what you're doing.
Right. Now the question is that more harmful, or is that more humane, or is the cutting the testicles off? I mean, what is the best way to do it if you love your animals? And please tell us when we come back from this short commercial break. Dr. Doug Lee's with us, DVM. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? You've got your
take.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, just a quick update. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Time, I will be the guest on the Bardon Report, B-A-R-D-O-N Report, with P.J. Bardon on republicbroadcasting.org. That's 9 p.m. tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting. I'll be the guest. So I'll be under fire. And if you'd like to give us a call, republicbroadcasting.org. Dr. Doug Lee's with us, and I've been talking about something that's unpleasant here at the farm, which is castration of bull calves. And I use a bander with a heavy rubber band around the upper portion of the scrotum. The testicles are below that, and the scrotum falls off, you know, in about a week or two. So we talked about cutting off the blood supply. Now, Dr. Lee, is that more painful, less painful, more humane, less humane?
Let me ask you this.
A knife and,
what's your success rate on that?
I think darn close to 100%. Yeah.
Darn close. Well, see, that's one of the factors you got to figure in some of these situations.
Well,
I count it. Procedure that I agree with you is pretty messy, and it certainly can't be very comfortable for the animal. Quite frankly, when I went to veterinary school, we went and did six of us would go out to this feedlot, and he would have cattle come in that he bought down in Arkansas. And those things were wild. They had never seen an individual, probably a man or anything.
Yeah.
And here they are being shuttled around and a truck here thrown into a chute. And, boy, they were wild. But anyway, we branded the horn, castrated all this because you got to get this done because you're gone out into a field for the next year or year and a half. So they had to make sure that they were castrated. They didn't want something where they put rubber bands on and they would come off and, you know, then you got a bull running around. You don't want a bull out there.
Right.
So anyway, that was why we did this, and it would give an economic factor and also a positive procedure that gave definite 100% results. I, I like your idea of banding. I think it's more humane. I have put, not rubber bands, but I have had animals, pets, because that's what all I did was pets, where there would be a growth on the body someplace, and it was just hanging there. Or rather than going ahead and doing surgery, I've tied many of them off, and, you know, and like you say, in a week or so, they dry up and fall off, and that's it. It didn't seem to bother the animal too much, the dog, as it was drying up. I don't know whether you had the calves going ahead, and they were jumping around, looking behind themselves, and see what's going on. Did you have anything like that when you were tying them off?
Yeah. They don't like it. No. When you put the band on, they know it's on there. I think it's uncomfortable. However, I am of the opinion that it's less painful than having being cut without anesthetics.
Right.
And it's dangerous.
I think that they do cut as compared to rubber bands, because it depends upon the your animals are all with you all the time. I mean, so you do this and you've got them there for how many? A couple of years, maybe? So you know what's going on. You know if the rubber band comes off or not, because you can see some development. What do you do if the rubber band comes off? Do you then go ahead and do the other procedure?
We put them back in the corral pen, and then we repeat the procedure. And so we watch them, but I have to tell you that we are darn careful to make sure that the rubber bands don't show signs of aging and cracks. We prevent air from getting to them so that, you know, they don't fail.
Right.
And so we're very, very careful about the procedure. And, I believe that I'm saying darn close to 100%. I believe we really are darn close to 100%. We've been doing it since 1989.
Well, it's quite a while.
But I don't like doing it. I mean, I really don't like doing it because I think
if you want to steer, you got to do
pleasant.
Something.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll have three-eyed cows.
You could load them up with hormones probably and make them into a cow, but that the one don't want that because you don't want a hormone-infested body that you're going to go ahead and eat. You know, if you want to steer, you're going to have to go one of the two ways. Yeah, and I would say yours is more humane than the cutting. But you've got to look at the situation of the animal going out into a pasture or to the feedlot. But usually they're done when they're much younger than before. If we get to a feedlot at an older age.
Yeah.
But,
I'll try to do it right away.
This was a fun experience for me. Being from New Jersey, I had never done any of this. And we had to put me on a horse to go ahead and round them up. And we were working them down into a tunnel.
We're out of time. We're out of time.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.